Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro. We're back in the studio, baby. Season 2, my friends. First episode here. I've been on vacation for about, I don't even know, man. It's been a great vacation, though, Sam, I'm telling you. Been on vacation like 6 weeks. Got a great episode here for you for over the course of the next hour. It's one of the last couple of episodes that we're doing exclusively here on TalkingAlternative.com. And then after that second episode, as we head into the episode for February the 8th, that's when we launch to the big time, baby. National syndication, 53 different markets around the country. And we're going to do it all from right here, flagship studios at TalkingAlternative.com. Gonna keep it in the family, Sam. That's what we do, baby. but I got a great episode today. I'm going to talk about the break. I'm going to talk about the going to syndication. We're going to talk about the launch of the new website for the radio show. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but first we're going to talk about what's been happening, you know, in the world of entertainment, the world of the media, and the world in general over the course of the last 2 months here, and things have been crazy. Of course, here in the studio, I'm with my buddy Sam and intern Nick, as always. And what a crazy couple of months, Sam. You know what I'm saying? Like, the, you know, it kind of started off with the whole Sony hack, you know, in terms of the entertainment. Well, actually, backing up to that, you know, as we were closing out the last season, before I went on vacation here, we were talking about the scandal with Rolling Stone magazine. That's when you were in jury duty and doing a hard time. The scandal with the article in Rolling Stone magazine, which turns out to be who knows how much of it is fabricated, not fabricated. And it's still an ongoing thing. The author of that, Sabrina Erdely, she's still literally off the grid, hasn't been heard from in terms of the mainstream media or social media whatsoever. Her last tweet on her Twitter was November 30th, and that's kind of when things went pear-shaped, you know, and has been off the grid. So there's really no resolution to it. So that's going to continue to go on until she comes forward with some sort of explanation as to how the article itself came about and what the mode of thinking was with that. So, you know, we were covering that. We were covering the whole Bill Cosby thing. And, of course, again, same situation where it's just continuing to basically, that situation is just continuing to fester. That's the best word I could come up with for that. It's fermenting, you know. And again, it's for the same exact reason, because he hasn't really come out and said anything and to defend himself. He just, his lawyer keeps saying, well, he didn't do it. These women are, you know, basically he's saying these women are crazy and that they're just out for notoriety or money or whatever. But, you know, over the course of the last couple of months since we've been on the air, I mean, some really, some of these women that have come forward are pretty high in character and integrity. These are women that have no real reason to get involved. They're already famous, or they already are at the top of their profession. So coming forward is really not helping them whatsoever. So you have to wonder about that. But what's interesting thing had just happened this last couple of weeks, though. There was a model that came out and said that, and her name is Chloe Goines, okay? Now, she came out and said she actually is trying to file charges, okay, that she was drugged and assaulted at the Playboy Mansion at the Midsummer Night's Dream party in 2008 by Bill Cosby. And a lot of these other allegations have come out of the Playboy Mansion. It seems like that's kind of a commonality here amongst some of these. Well, of course, the commonalities are that they were drugged and they were assaulted. But another common denominator happens to be the Playboy Mansion and the parties there. The only issue with this particular situation is, you know, it made a lot of headlines. Okay, she's going to try to file charges, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem is that Bill Cosby's lawyer came out and said, we have proof that never happened, which is interesting because the hardest thing in the world to do is to prove you did not do something. You know, did you have eggs for breakfast this morning, Sam? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have you prove that. Right? Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, how are you going to prove you didn't have eggs this morning? Yeah, exactly. But the lawyer's saying, hey, we got proof. Well, as it turns out, okay, this particular party is like a big-time party where all of the media are there, all of the big, you know, People Magazine, Us Magazine, all, you know, TMZ, all these media outlets are involved. They're there. They're covering it. Photos. There's not one photo of Bill Cosby at this party. There's not one person that says that they were hanging out with Bill Cosby, and he wasn't on the guest list. And on top of that, allegedly, they have proof that he was actually somewhere else, and they have a travel documentation. So, clearly, either she's mixed up on the days, but kind of hard to mix that day up because she's naming a party. It's, you know, what the party was named, and Midsummer's Night's Dream, you know, it was easy for them to go back and figure it out. What ends up happening in a situation like that? I don't know this woman. I don't know anything about her. And I'm not saying that she's lying. I'm not saying that she made it up. But if it's not true, you're doing more harm than good here. Because then it gives the Cosby camp another out. Well, see, this is because you know how it is. When people are fanatical or people are, you know, they're trying to prove their point, they're gonna grab onto one thing. And so you got like 20, you know, 14 different women that have, with the allegations or whatever it is. And because they can prove that this one didn't happen, then it's like, see what we mean? See all these women, even though it's just this one person. They're doing more harm than good if they're just trying to inject themselves into the situation. So, you know, that's going to keep on going. It's like we said when we were talking about it on the show a couple months ago. If I'm Bill Cosby, well, I take that back. If I'm Bill Cosby, I want people to know that I'm innocent, okay? But looking at Bill Cosby, he's worth, what did we come up with, Nick? Wasn't it 350? Yeah, about $350 million. He's 77 years old. He could just ride it out. He could just go off the grid with 350 mil. I mean, I can go off the grid for $350. As a matter of fact, I think I pretty much have gone off the grid for $350. And so he could just go off the grid and die and, you know, of old age, and nobody would know the difference. And oddly enough, I don't know if it's odd or not. I don't know if that's the right word, but he's continuing to perform. As a matter of fact, there was an article that just came up online yesterday. I want to say it was somewhere out in Los Angeles or San Francisco, maybe Denver. I think it was Denver. Had a show, did two shows, standing ovations. You know what I mean? He had a show, I think, in San Francisco or some suburb of San Francisco, and one protester showed up. Literally one, evidently. And so I don't know, you know, you're talking about somebody that was so beloved. Now, that doesn't give him an out. You know, it doesn't excuse anything if he did do it, but you're talking about somebody that people's perception of him is really so, yeah, it's so high. It's Dr. Huxtable. You know, it's Fat Albert, man. You know, I mean, that's what I remember him from when I was a kid, watching Fat Albert and the Jell-O and the Kool-Aid commercials. You know, that was, you know, that's what you grew up with. And then when I got into my teens was when the Cosby Show was on, and you know, that was during my formative years, and it really was a good show, not just in its relevance at the time, but it really taught it crossed all racial barriers and it crossed all socioeconomic barriers, and there were lessons to be learned, and every episode was like a lesson, and it changed our culture a little bit. You know, it was a phenomenon. And you would like to think that the guy's going to be remembered for that, but in reality, he's probably going to be more remembered for this, unless somehow he can convince everyone that it didn't happen. And it, so, because you got to be fair to both sides here, you know. And that's one thing about my show, that I try to be as objective as possible, because I don't have the answers, man. I am probably, particularly as we head into national syndication, I'm probably the only dude on the dial that isn't a fanatic about something. You know, I listen to talk radio now all the time because, you know, I'm of all, I'm curious as to the different companies that are advertising on talk radio, because, you know, my show is its own business now. I mean, it's bigger than me just hanging out now and telling stories. And so, you know, I'm listening to talk radio all the time, and I'm curious as to just the format of shows and just, you know, shows how they handle different topics and whatnot. And dude, there's some really out there jokers. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it. I'll sit there and I'll listen. And it's funny because I call in to some of these shows. And of course, I don't say like, well, you know, I got my own talk show or whatever. I just call in as just a regular Joe Schmo. And as a matter of fact, this morning I had tweeted, I think yesterday, at Christine Nagy, who is from Bronson and Christine on the local easy listening radio station here in New York City. I tweeted at them and said something along the lines of to check out the website, because we're hosting a web series, which we'll talk about in a little while. And I had actually called into their show before. You know, it's a really popular show. I'm stunned that I got on there. But they were asking about funny stories. I forget what the stories they were asking about was, but I got on the air and I told the story about they were asking about if any dealings with Department of Motor Vehicles down at the towing place, you know, on 36th or whatever it is over on the water. And so I told the story about how my car got towed. This is when I was living in my car, man. So I go back to where my car is parked, okay? Now, most people don't realize I'm living out of my car, okay? So it's my home, man. I get back, my home is towed, okay? So I got to go down in the middle of the night, and I get there, and it was when I didn't have my plates had expired. And I had to, and they wouldn't let me have my car back until I renewed the plates. I couldn't renew the plates online. I had to do it in person, so I had to walk up to Amtrak in the middle of the night. I'd take the Amtrak all the way back to Ohio, go to the DMV, get back on the Amtrak, come all the way back. So I told that story on their show, which is a good story. I'm a good storyteller, man, you know. But so anyway, I listen to talk radio all the time now, and I'm telling you, it's stunning how far to the right or left some of these guys can be. They're so far to the right or left. I literally don't think they even think the other side exists. I think that they think that it's fiction on the other side. So anyway, we're going to be back here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about going to national syndication. When we talk about that process, we're going to talk about the launch of the new website and hosting a web series on there. We're kind of opening up that platform to independent artists, because that's part of this show. And we're going to be talking about the format of the show as it's going to change. But we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 on TalkingAlternative.com. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to TalkingAlternative.com. And we're wrapping up a little discussion here about talk radio and the fact that we're going to national syndication here in a couple of weeks, and how my show, what I try to be is objective. I try to present both sides of every story, and it's kind of old school. You know, I grew up watching the news when it was a not-for-profit organization. I mean, it wasn't even its own thing. I mean, the news only was on your ABC, NBC, CBS channels. It was only on the networks. The networks had to have the news. That was part of the FCC, and you needed to provide both sides of every story. So you had Walter Cronkite. These guys became icons in American news back then, and that's what you grow up. You grew up realizing that there's two sides to every story. But now, the news is for profit. You know, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. These stations don't exist unless they're making money. And so in order to make money, they either have to create news, which sometimes happens, which is not necessarily the most ethical thing, or they need to basically hone themselves in on one side of the population and get them so fired up that's the only show that they watch. That's kind of what, and that's really what you find. So as I was approached about going to national syndication and having there were two things that they asked me that I would do, one of which was move the show to Sunday, and so that it would anchor the Sunday mornings. And so that's fine. That's cool. You know, I had no problem with that. And the other thing was that I needed to change the format slightly so that it fit within a format of what talk radio is. And what talk radio is the gap between the news at the top of the hour till the next news at the top of the hour, and to keep people's attention. And so that was cool. But, you know, as I moved to that, and there needs to be a more of a mainstream. It can't just be about me talking about my coaching career, my acting career, or whatever. It needs to be about like something relevant to today, which I'm totally fine with. And actually, as we're moving forward, and I'll talk about in a few minutes, I've come up with a format that I think is going to be great for the show, and each kind of segment of the show is going to be a little bit different, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But really, I said that, you know, I just don't want to be one of those guys. You know, those guys where you're listening and you're like, what is wrong with this person? Like, why, like we were just talking in the break, why are they so angry? That's what I don't get. You know, you listen to, and everybody knows, then I'm not even going to promote these guys because I think they're kind of whacked out. So I'm not even going to say their names, but everybody knows who we're talking about here, that they're so far to the right, and they talk in such extremes, and it's like, Life isn't in these extremes, you know what I mean? It's like, for either side, you know, the whole Sony thing, it's like, first of all, I don't think the North Koreans, my personal opinion, I don't think that they hack Sony. Why would they care? I mean, honestly, let's be real here. I mean, I do get that the guy's a bit kooked out, you know what I mean? But at the same time, why the thing that makes me think that it's not the North Koreans, why care about what Angelina Jolie has to say about somebody? Why care? Why release these emails that from, you know, the higher ups at Sony that are bad mouthing the actors like Angelina Jolie or Will Smith's kids or whatever? Why do that? If you're a government, you wouldn't care about that. You wouldn't even know they exist. Why would you even care? You know what I mean? So that makes me think it's somebody on the inside blaming it on the North Koreans. But it was a former disgruntled employee, which they do. They have kind of started to hone in on. There is one particular person that they're kind of questioning about it, because eventually they'll figure it out. Eventually they'll figure it out. There's you can't leave a blueprint that is completely hidden forever. They'll figure it out. Anyway, as the media is covering, as these talk show guys are covering it, they're just like, it's like it's Obama's fault. Now you know what I mean? And they go on this tirade. And our freedom of speech is ruined, and this and that. And first of all, people don't get the difference between freedom of speech and being able to express yourself. Freedom of, you know what I mean? They get that mixed up. You're not allowed to say whatever you want, okay? That's just, the government, to the layman out there, the government can't keep you from expressing yourself. Now, freedom of speech does have its limitations. You're not allowed to say certain things. You can't yell fire in a theater and then claim you have a right to say that. You don't have a right to say fire in a theater or bomb on a plane. But from one human being to another, if I don't like what you have to say, I can confront you about that. You can't say, well, I'm allowed to say whatever I want to say because I have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech. You know, you can express yourself, but you might get your butt kicked for it. And that's just the way it is. So anyway, you got these guys that are like, our freedom of speech is ruined. And, you know, what's with Hollywood, you know, backing down on this? And it's like, and they talk so radically that I end up just tuning it out. You know, and so I call in these shows every once in a while just for the heck of it, you know, just to kind of give the other side, you know what I'm saying? But as we were talking on the break, I did have a very interesting, I was driving a couple of months ago through this Pennsylvania, I was in the mountains of Pennsylvania, Appalachian, man. I mean, I was in the middle of nowhere, okay, where like at night you have to drive slower because there are literally thousands of deer along the highway and you're afraid one's going to jump out in front of you. So driving through Pennsylvania, listening to talk radio, and I get like one state, you know, it's like you hit seek, right? And it just keeps scrolling through the numbers, man. And then finally it lands at like 670, you know what I mean? Way over to the left of the dial. And the big controversy that these guys were talking about, which was a wonderful break from all the talking heads, the big discussion they were talking about in middle America, Pennsylvania, was if you were stranded on a deserted island and you only had two artists that you could listen to for the rest of your life, and those two artists were, you had to choose between one of the two, and it was Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel, which one would you choose? That was the big discussion on talk radio in the middle of Pennsylvania. And so I called, I couldn't help but call in, man. You know what I mean? Because interestingly enough, and when I said it to you, what'd you say? Billy Joel. Billy Joel. You said Billy Joel. Okay. Now, is that because you're a New Yorker, or is that you just think that it's easier listening for it's the rest of your life. That's the only thing you can listen to.
More variety, more depth.
More depth, okay, well, you're a Billy Joel fan. Okay. Well, here's my argument. I called in. I said I would rather have Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to tell you why I would rather choose Bruce Springsteen. As I digress here on my own show, because it's my own show and I can talk about whatever I want. So I said Bruce Springsteen. You know why I said Bruce Springsteen? I'm on a deserted island, okay? The entire human race, I'm the last guy on Earth, right? Or say I'm not the last guy on Earth, but I'm stranded on this deserted island, okay? I've got to survive, okay? Now, if I have one thing to listen to, I need something that's going to fire me up. Right, I need some music that's gonna fire me up to burn some stuff, right, and to build stuff. I need something that's gonna get me fired up to do some man stuff. I don't want to sit here listen to somebody sing about unrequited love for the rest of my life, and I'm just gonna want to off myself on this island. You know what I mean? I need music to motivate me, man. And so I'm gonna be blasting Springsteen the whole time. I'm gonna be building my own little fort, my own little. My own little government. I'm going to have the whole thing, man. It's going to be Springsteen. It's not going to be Billy Joel, man, singing the blues. So that's my argument for Bruce Springsteen. So anyway, I called in. I gave the argument, and I was the only dude that called. You were just like these people in middle Pennsylvania. They were almost. It was like 9-1. They were choosing Billy Joel also. So whatever. I got my opinions. But so anyway, talking about the show. Moving forward, unbiased, objective look on things, you know what I mean? And my show having to fit within a particular format. And it needs to be mainstream. There needs to be a mainstream aspect to it. I can't just be talking about my life as an actor, obviously. And so, which was cool because I put a lot of thought into it over the course of the vacation here. And I actually landed on the fact that, you know, I do want this show to be a format and a platform for other artists like me, independent artists that are out there and they're trying to make it and they're finding success but it may be limited right now, but they're trying to find a way to get their work out there, okay? And so one thing that I did was I wanted to make sure that we're still doing that. Okay, that's what we've been doing. Those are the guests that we've been having on. So we created CoffeeTalkRadio.com. Okay, Coffee Talk Radio. I was stunned that nobody had that URL or that because there's other Coffee Talk shows. You know what I mean? But nobody had ever purchased CoffeeTalkRadio.com. So if you go to CoffeeTalkRadio.com, now the website's going to launch in a couple of weeks here in its entirety, but there is a shell of the website is up right now so people can go to it and see what it's going to look like. One thing that I created on that was there's a portion of CoffeeTalkRadio.com called CoffeeTalkRadio.com/TV. Basically, I'm creating a station for independent artists to be able to come on, put and work out a deal with them so that they can put their work on the website. It can be promoted because we're generating traffic with my show all over the country from Alaska to Florida, right? Getting people to go to CoffeeTalkRadio.com. When they go there, when they click on the TV, they can watch web series, or they can watch short films, and they can watch movie trailers for feature films of independent artists and independent writers and directors that are trying to get their work out there for, and it's opening up an audience for them that they normally would not have had. I mean, normally, if you have a short film, the people, you're limited in your scope as to who's going to see that, either by your Facebook friends or, you know, fan page friends, or maybe you went to a festival and some people saw it there, but this website now, because my show is mainstream, is going to be able to generate the average Joe Schmo that's going to go to the website and cruise around and see what's going on that maybe had nothing to do with the world of entertainment or the world of art and land on something that they really like. And we launched a web series on the show already, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. I'm going to come back from the commercial break. We'll talk about the web series, talk about the rest of the format, and how we're going to be moving forward here in national syndication. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 on TalkingAlternative.com. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to TalkingAlternative.com. And we're talking about the show as we are moving forward to national syndication and the process by which that happens, which is a big process because, you know, like I said earlier, it's a bigger thing now than just once a week getting on the air and having my buddies call in or people in the business call in. It's literally its own business now, and which, like with any business, you got to put in time, man. You know, and you've got to basically. When I was speaking with the syndication network and finalizing the deal with them, it's like, listen, here's the deal. Because I'm a hardworking joker, man. I mean, I don't think anybody that knows me can doubt that. Not a lot of dudes live out of their car for a year just so he can become an actor in New York while I was freezing on Riverside Drive, you know, middle of the winter. And so you got to outwork, you got to outthink, you got to out-hustle, and you got to be thinking outside the box in terms of going out and getting advertisers and everything else. And so basically, I needed to create a platform by which we can promote the show and promote the people that will be on the show. Because here's the deal. I'm actually, and until somebody can show me another show that does this, I haven't been able to find one yet. But so I don't know if I can say exclusively that I know that I am this, but I, as far as I can see, and as far as anyone has told me, I am the only nationally syndicated mainstream broadcast that actively promotes independent artists, okay? No one else, you know, there are people out there that do have, like I have right now, an internet talk radio show that talk about independent artists and those types of films and et cetera. But no one on AM and FM stations around the country, okay? And so I want to keep that. And so in order to generate more traffic for the show and to show, you know, the syndication network's taking a little bit of a gamble on the fact that this is going to work, you know, particularly in the time slot that they gave me, which is the number one time slot during the day. I mean, I'm anchoring the Sunday morning. You know, if you're going to be on the radio, if you're going to be on terrestrial radio, during the week, it's during the drives, morning drive, evening drive. That's the most popular time because that's when people are in the car going to or returning from work. On Sunday, it's different. Sunday from 9 to noon is the time at which most people are going to be in their cars. They're going to be either going to church or they're going to be going to visit family. If they do work, they're already at work, listening on the radio at work, or they're on their way to work. So during that time segment, that's the most popular time to be on for a talk show that's not a religious show, because you got the morning, you got the church shows, you know. And so, you know, basically what I'm saying to the network when we were talking about doing this, I think there's value in independent artists. I think there's value in the work that we do. And I think that I can create a situation where I'm generating enough traffic with listeners and with traffic to the website that advertisers, because that's the true test here, advertisers saying, this is worth investing money in. This is worth our time because we're going to reach enough of the people that we're trying to reach. And, you know, advertising on the radio is a smart deal, okay? You know, 98% of Americans over the age of 12 listen to the radio once a week. 98%, okay? Talk radio is a little different. Talk radio is 25 to 65-year-old educated individuals, usually mostly male, but that's kind of the demographic, you know what I mean? So you got to hone in on those. And I'm finding that, you know, there is some value there. Now, I can't have a show that's exclusively about that. So I have to make this show endearing to a larger group of people. That's why I don't want to have any political slant, because why would I ostracize half the people? First of all, I love everybody, man. I love the whole rainbow, okay? There isn't anybody I don't love, man. So I don't want to ostracize anybody in the first place. But I certainly don't want to purposely do it and eliminate half of the people that could be listening to the show by offending them, basically. So so what I did was, one new aspect of the show is, a big part of this show is my life as someone who has taken a chance on themselves, gambled, right? I mean, it was a big gamble. living out of my car, traveling back and forth between Ohio and New York City to go all in on an acting career, and I had zero tie to the acting community. I had zero experience, etc., right? It was a huge gamble. I put myself, so you know what I respect? I respect other people, whether it's as an artist or not, that put themselves out there. Take a chance, man. Believe in yourself. And one thing that I do, one kind of grouping of shows that I watch on TV or I watch on YouTube all the time to get, that gets me motivated, okay? I love watching shows like The X Factor and America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. I love these shows because you have ordinary people who put themselves out there and do something extraordinary, okay? You have ordinary people who, in some cases, have never even been on an audition before, but just feel deep down like they should be a singer or they should be a performer. And they take a chance, and they really take a huge chance because they're putting themselves out there in front of thousands of people in these audiences, millions of people on television, you know what I mean? And they're opening themselves up to some serious scrutiny, okay? So I respect that so much because you end up seeing like just some amazing artists, right? So one part of this show is going to be about that. People who have taken a chance, believed in themselves, put themselves out there, and it's worked out for them. And there's a lot to be learned from these people, right? So as we're moving to that first syndication show, okay, I've lined up two big-time guests for that first syndication show they're going to be calling in, one of which is a woman named Stacey Francis. Now, on coffeetalkradio.com, I'm going to have some teasers as we lead up to the first syndication episode of my different guests. I'm going to have three guests on that show, okay, two of which are people that have done just that. They've put themselves out there. The third of which is going to be the web series that we are hosting on coffeetalkradio.com, which is called Real Life, okay? And we're going to have a guy by the name of J.J. Bukowski, who's going to call in here, and he's one of the writers and directors of the web series. He's going to call in. We're going to talk about it. But Stacey Francis, she was on The X Factor, right? She was at like 42 years old. She auditioned. And she sang Aretha Franklin, and it was stunning. I've never heard anything like that from just an average person. Now, she had a little bit of a career back in the 80s. She was with a band in the 80s, but it just kind of went south. And then for years, she just kind of thought, she was always told that she was too old, and she was never going to make it. And she took a chance, right? And it worked out big time, man. She ended up being a finalist on the show, and now she just is launching her new own beauty line, and that just happened, I want to say, like last week. And so she's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about her singing career ever since she was a finalist on X Factor, and her new beauty line and things like this. The other dude that's going to be on the show is actually the winner of the sixth season of America's Got Talent. It's a guy by the name of Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. Now, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. was an interesting audition. He came out on stage, America's Got Talent. He comes out on stage, and good-looking black guy with like the, he got the dreads kicking. He was pretty hip dude, you know. He's got like a t-shirt, and he's got like a sports coat on and some nice jeans, you know. And you're kind of expecting that he was going to sing maybe some R&B or something like this. That was kind of like the look, the vibe he had, you know. And he was kind of aloof. You know, he came out there and he was funny. He was chewing his gum, and Pierce Morgan, you know, chastised him for chewing his gum, you know. And he kind of got the feeling maybe it was going to be a little bit of a disaster. And then the dude started singing, man, right? And to everyone's surprise, right, including Howie Mandel's mind was blown on the whole thing, he sang Frank Sinatra. And dude, I'm telling you, it was like a hot knife through butter, brother. I mean, it was good. And so he ended up winning it, right? And so that was 2 years ago. He ended up winning America's Got Talent. And he's still, you know, a lot of times when people, they're on those shows and they get that immediate fame and then you don't really hear from him, he's still got it going. So, well, he's going to be performing here on Valentine's Day here in the city. And so he's going to call into the show, and we're going to be talking about his experience on America's Got Talent, taking a chance. The dude had never auditioned for anything in his life, anything in his life. And he gets out there in front of 4,000 people and just blows everybody's mind and ends up going on to win the competition. So every week I'm going to have someone that I feel as though is like that, that embraces what Coffee Talk 3.0 is about, man. You know, taking a chance, believing in yourself. There's something to be learned from all of these people, and because everybody's got a dream, man. You know what I mean? That's why I started the show in the first place. I'm nobody special. I can be anybody's neighbor. There's nothing special about me. It's just that I refuse to fail. I just refuse to fail, and that's the way these people that I have coming on the show are. And then, like I said, the third guest on that first episode calling in, JJ's going to call in. We're going to be talking about real life. Now, real life, dude, you got to go to coffeetalkradio.com and follow the link to get to, if you type in coffeetalkradio.com/real life, R-E-E-L-L-I-F-E, all lowercase letters and just all one word. You'll be able to see all the episodes are hosted on the site right now. We just had the premiere of episode 3, season 1, episode 3 was on there today. And it's really funny, and I'll talk about it a little bit more as we come back from the commercial break here. And then we'll wrap up with talking about just some of the other aspects of the show as we're moving to syndication. So join me back here in a couple of minutes. We'll be covering the rest of that. I'm Kevin Barbaro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique Decoq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to TalkingAlternative.com. And here in the last segment of the show, just want to continue to talk about, as we're moving to national syndication, first of all, I got to give a shout-out, because I haven't done this in a few weeks. The music that you hear as we come back from every break, that's my good buddy Dave Carpenter, okay? When you go to listen to my podcast on coffeetalk.podomatic.com, you can click. I always have the link to his Facebook and his work. The guy is a great artist, man. He lives in Toledo, Ohio. He's actually a high school teacher, and he taught himself how to play the guitar. That's him playing the guitar in there. He taught himself as an adult to play the guitar. First, he was just doing the singing. He was the cover. He was the lead singer for his band. Then he started playing acoustic, but he wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And so he taught himself how to play the guitar. And it's tough to learn an instrument when you're an adult. It's a lot easier when you're younger Actually, a lot of things are easier when you're younger because you're kind of fearless, you know what I mean? But anyway, getting back, you know, what I'm doing on CoffeeTalkRadio.com is creating a platform so that emerging artists can put their work on there, and you know, we work it out so that they can, if it's a web series, then they can have all of their episodes on one page. So somebody can go to their web series and watch the entire series, okay? Or the entire, you know, break it down season by season with like a synopsis of each episode and et cetera, et cetera. And so the first one I landed on, actually, I saw it pop up in my social media feed. I saw it on Facebook, and it was really good, you know. And so I contacted the guys, and they were all in. And so we really promote their web series through the social media of the show, you know, through my Facebook, and then Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk has its own Facebook fan page that's now up over 1,000 likes, and you know that's going to continue to grow. And through Twitter and everything else, and to really help them promote that. It's their first web series that they put out, and it's like a reality show. You got to go to it, man. You got to go to coffeetalkradio.com, and you'll be able to go to it. Click on the TV link at the bottom, and you can go right to it. And it's these guys, it's hit or miss with web series, okay? Because, you know, you're talking about people that are emerging. These guys are actually... I want to have them on the show because I don't know what they do in real life. I'm pretty sure that I know that JJ is a producer of some sort because he's constantly filming. Whenever I try to reach him by email, he's always filming something. So I know he's a producer, and I know he does commercial work and things like this. But the production quality is stunning, and particularly for like a first time web series. You know, it looks like something that could be on TV right now. Like that's kind of like in my mind as I watch things. You know, I'm not an expert, but you don't really need to be an expert to tell when something's terrible, okay? And you don't need to be an expert to be able to tell when something's really real, you know? And as an actor myself, I understand the secret to acting. The secret to acting is that you don't act, and we've talked about this on the show. It needs to be believable. It needs to be conversational. It should be a dialogue. And it should be two people having this conversation, not even... It needs to look real. It needs to look like the camera isn't there. And it's just two regular people having a conversation. That's conversational. That's acting, right? These guys got that down. You know, they've got it. It's real expressions. It's real quirkiness that humans have. It's not just people reciting the lines. And the one thing I'll tell you about web series that is the hardest thing to get right, okay. It's not so much about the story, because anybody can tell a story. It's not even so much about the acting, because you can find some good actors, and if you're a good director, you can kind of get that out of them. You know, it may take you some takes, but you can get it out of somebody that has never acted before, as long as you're patient, right? But I'll tell you the thing that's tough to get, right, is the sound quality. That is the absolute toughest thing to get, because it's such a specialized art, okay? I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're doing a web series, a short film, a feature film. Heck, you're filming an infomercial or a pharmaceutical, man. I'm telling you, the one thing you got to seek out, you got to have a great sound guy, a guy that understands room tone, a guy that understands that, you know, you're picking up everything and not just what you hear as it's happening, everything, right? And so... So I just watched a new web series, as a for instance, and I won't say the name of it, but I cruise around because I'm looking for people that might want this as a platform. And there were two examples that were absolutely terrible. One was the sound quality on this one particular web series changed almost with every different scene. And even within the scene, you know, it's like you would be talking, and I can hear everything in the background. Then all of a sudden, I'm talking. And you hear nothing in the background. And then you're talking and you hear kids screaming. You know, I was like, how do you not, you know, how do you not figure that out? You know what I mean? Before you put it out there for the whole world to see. And then there was another web series that I saw that they did ADR for the whole thing. They did, it was clear that they went and they redid all of the dialogue in the studio, okay, and dubbed it over, right? But they didn't dub it exactly. You know, that's kind of an art too. Like, what you can't change is the person's lips moving, right? You can't change that. So you got to say it in the same pattern, you know, the same timing. You got to get that down, man. And actually, somebody who's really good at editing, and I got a buddy, Evan Brown. He is amazing. He works with us on Long Island Lights with all of the stuff that we're doing. Evan is the master with the editing, because even if it's not exact, he can manipulate it through patience and through an expert. It's an art, man, I'm telling you. So anyway, with Real Life, okay, and it's R-E-E-L Life, Real Life, it's basically filmed as if it's a reality show about a production company that's filming a reality show. And so you have like those individual like confessionals, and it's really good. You know what I mean? It's really funny. It's really believable. These guys are really good, man. So if you get a chance to look at it, and I'm going to have those guys on my first syndicated show. If you get a chance, go to it right now. Go to coffeetalkradio.com/TV, just lowercase TV, or coffeetalkradio.com/real life. And you'll be R-E-E-L-L-I-F-E, and you'll be able to see it. And it's very funny. You'll definitely want to tune back in next Monday for episode 4, and then the following for episode 5, the season final on it. So, and web series are great, man. You know what I mean? If you're really trying to come up with like a series, basically what you're doing is you're taking your pilot episode and you're breaking it down into like 5 small episodes, and you're putting it out there episode at a time. So like 10-minute episodes at a time. Keeps people's attention, and it gives you from one episode to another to kind of work the kinks out too. You know what I mean? The show should be getting better as you go along, and that's what I see in this one also. It's a better show now in episode 3 than it was. Not that it was bad in episode 1 or bad in their pilot, because it was really good, but you can see that it's even progressing from there. So it's very good. People should check it out. So anyway, with the show, you know, we're going to have still promoting the independent artists. We're still going to have the we're going to have the new portion where I've got these people that I feel as though are like me, that are like what the show is about. They put themselves out there and have them on as guests. And then the other thing is what we're going to wrap each episode up with. Now, I've lived an eclectic life. We've talked about my life on the show many, many times, and I've talked about it, Sam, on your show. I've been to the top of the mountain, man. I've also been to the valley, brother. and you know, hey, we all screw up. You know, I've taken my lumps. I had an amazing coaching career, a terrible downfall, and now I'm having an amazing run as an actor and a radio host, and I'm loving my life. And, you know, I had landed a book deal, and we've talked about this before. My biography, Green, Red, Green, hopefully will be out at the end of this year, early next year. And it's a work in progress, but it's moving along pretty well. I mean, we're pretty much through the red. The red was the toughest one to write. I didn't want to relive that stuff, man. but anyway, what I'm going to do in the last episode, I want to do something a little bit different, okay? I wanted to create, basically, for the lack of a better way of explaining it, a podcast and a broadcast, right? So what's going to happen in the last part of the episode, I'm taking these stories. That's my life, man. I'm a storyteller, baby. We're taking a story from the book, okay? And we're going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story, but I'm not going to read it. I'm going to tell you from the first person my story as I go through. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick up where we left off the week before, just like a podcast does. You know what I mean? And so that last segment is going to be an ongoing series talking about these different adventures that I've been on in my life. And the first adventure that we're going to start with when we get to February 8th episode is that in 1995... when I turned 25 years old, had a quarter-life crisis, okay, which, you know, whatever. But I went through some stuff. You know, my sister lost her 2.5-year-old to leukemia, and I'd never really lost anybody before. And I wanted to do something extraordinary because it was my 25th birthday. So I decided I was going to bike from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to Burlington, Vermont, 1,200 miles by myself. And I was going to give myself 6 months. And my birthday was March 16th. This is 1995, I turned 25. On that day, in a cafeteria, Coastal Carolina University, feeling sorry for myself, wanting to do something extraordinary, I decided that day I was going to do this bike ride to kind of find myself, so to speak, okay? And I was going to train for it, and I was going to do it 6 months later, and I was going to leave on August 16th, okay? Or excuse, 5 months later, on August 16th, I was going to do this ride in the middle of the summer, which wasn't the best idea, okay? And but it was an amazing adventure, and I'm going to talk about that entire adventure and the things that I went through leading up to it, during it. I did 1,200 miles in 11 days, man, by myself in the middle of the summer, and it was brutal, okay? But there was a lot of life lessons I learned, and a lot of life lessons anybody can learn from my experience on that. So we're going to have a podcast and a broadcast. And we're also, we've got a lot of corporate sponsors that are coming on board, like S&G Limousine. You know, they're expanding their services. So now if you're flying into any airport in the country, you don't want to wait in line for a cab. Dude, I've waited in line for a cab, all right? It's not pretty. If you call S&G Limousine ahead of time, then they're going to set up the black car service for you to be picked up or dropped off at the airport. And as a matter of fact, you can call them, 516-771-LIMO. I think I throw that out there, even though he hasn't paid for that yet. But anyway, I got one more episode next week before we head to national syndication. I want to welcome everybody back here. Great to be back in the studio, baby, right? And we'll see everybody next week. Check out the podcast, coffeetalk.podomatic.com, or go to my website, coffeetalkradio.com. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and we'll see you next week here on talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.